Muir Beach is just down the road from Muir Woods National Monument in southern Marin County. We're filing a number of reports about Muir Beach because it is a beautiful place to visit, but also because the National Park Service, yes, Muir Beach is part of our national park system, is working to restore the creek, lagoon, and surrounding landscape. In addition to the restoration work, the Park Service is also working on trails and other opportunities for you to enjoy. So the message here, when you visit Muir Beach, bring your hiking shoes. This is your wetlands.
You can cross the footbridge from the parking lot, and if you go to your right, you go to the beach, and you'd walk through the dune system. If you turn to your left, it'll take you up to the coastal trail, up to the top of the ridge up there, and all the way over to Tennessee Valley. It's a beautiful walk and has beautiful views.
Carolyn Shoulders is the project manager for the Redwood Creek Restoration at Muir Beach.
You can hike around the perimeter of the wetlands in the Green Gulch Farm, and there's a new trail on the east side over there up to Diaz Ridge, and the Park Service has actually just connected the trail right across from the Pelican Inn, so you can hike up that trail, and it can be used by bikes. It'll make it possible to actually take your bike from Panoramic all the way down here. Part of our visitor access planning integrates the trail system at Muir Beach with the coastal hills around it and with Muir Woods, so that you can come here and then have a really easily identifiable trail system to get to all these other really beautiful places. And you would feel like you're part of a whole integrated landscape.
And to make all of these trail connections a reality, the National Park Service is also working with its nonprofit partner, the Golden Gate National Parks Conservancy.
The details are that there's going to be a trail along Pacific Way. It'll be tied into the new bridge and link out to the parking lot. And that will actually link with the new Diaz Ridge Trail up on the other side. And there'll be a perimeter trail along the outer edge of the pasture that will take you up to the coastal trail.
And the coastal trail is an interesting story. It's an old ranch road, and it goes straight up the grade. It erodes often and is challenging to navigate. So the Redwood Creek Restoration Project will help address these issues.
We plan to use some of the fill from our project here to basically rebuild the natural hillside there and then reroute the trail at a better place on the grade so it won't be so steep and it'll be easier for both bikes and equestrians to use it and it'll look better. So there'll be a loop around the parking lot, easy integration with the Diaz Ridge, the coastal trail, access to Tennessee Valley.
The Redwood Creek Restoration Project is expected to take about 4 years, but it's something you might want to stay in touch with. We'll provide links at our website, yourwetlands.org. Now, personally, I hadn't visited Muir Beach in a few years, and I found what the Park Service is doing to be absolutely incredible. It is a very special and beautiful place. The Park Service will also have a number of opportunities for you to help out. Again, to learn more about the Redwood Creek Restoration Project at Muir Beach, visit our website, yourwetlands.org. My thanks to Carolyn Shoulders. I'm Jerry Kaye.